Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalitani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday announced the constitution of a high-powered task force led by renowned technology expert Nandan Nilekani on examination reforms. In a video message, he said that the task force will focus on examination reforms and based on its report, steps will be taken as soon as possible to ensure the credibility of upcoming examinations. He said that the country's examination system must be trustworthy, transparent, and leverage technology to the maximum extent. The task force will also consist of former IB Director Tappan Deka, former ISRO Chairman S. Somnath, IIT Chennai Director V. Kamakoti, besides former Education Secretary Anita Karwal and logistics expert Amrit Lal Meena are also part of the task force. The Prime Minister added that the government is also moving forward towards introducing a new law in Parliament today with stringent legal provisions regarding examinations. Mr. Modi also emphasized that the government's commitment to safeguarding the integrity of competitive exams and protecting the future of millions of students.
पार्लियामेंट के अंदर कठोर कानूनों के प्रावधान के साथ नया कानून बनाने की दिशा में भी आगे बढ़ रहे हैं लेकिन हमें भविष्य के लिए सोचना है हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति ट्रांसपेरेंट हो हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति में सबसे ज्यादा टेक्नोलॉजी का उपयोग हो इन सारी बातों को ध्यान में रखते हुए विश्व प्रसिद्ध टेक्नोलॉजी एक्सपर्ट श्रीमान नंदन निलेकनी जी के नेतृत्व में एक हाई पावर टास्क फोर्स बनाने का निर्णय किया है जो एग्जामिनेशन रिफॉर्म की तरफ फोकस करेगा
द गवर्नमेंट विल इंट्रोड्यूस द पब्लिक एग्जामिनेशंस प्रिवेंशन ऑफ अनफेयर मींस अमेंडमेंट बिल 2026 इन द लोकसभा टुडे द बिल सीक्स टू अमेंड द पब्लिक एग्जामिनेशंस प्रिवेंशन ऑफ अनफेयर मींस एक्ट 2024 इट विल बी इंट्रोड्यूस बाय यूनियन मिनिस्टर डॉ जितेंद्र सिंह ऑन फ्राइडे यूनियन कैबिनेट हैड अप्रूव्ड अ ड्राफ्ट बिल टू सेट अप फास्ट ट्रैक कोर्ट्स एंड टू इंश्योर स्ट्रिक्टर पनिशमेंट इन केसेस ऑफ पेपर लीक्स एंड एग्जाम मैलप्रैक्टिसेस Assam Rifles hosted the screening of Weaves of Empathy, a journey into Naga oral history, a Project Empathy production at the Headquarters Directorate General Assam Rifles, Light Corps, Shillong, yesterday. Conceptualized by Project Empathy founder Vibha Lakera and directed by Parashir Barua, the documentary explores the oral traditions, resilience and rich cultural heritage of the Naga people through the voices of community elders and the younger generation. Air Marshal Inderpal Singh Walia, Air Officer Commanding-in-Chief, Eastern Air Command and Director General Assam Rifles, Lieutenant General Vikas Lakera attended the screening, among others. PHED and Corporation Minister Jacob Jimomi yesterday launched the Sumi Kukuputsa mobile app, the first and only Sumi vernacular coinciding with the newspaper's 9th anniversary celebration. Mr. Jimomi said the mobile application marks the beginning of a new digital journey for the newspaper. He commended Sumi Kukuputsa for its consistent efforts over the past 9 years in delivering quality news while preserving the Sumi language and identity. Mr. Jimomi expressed hope that the digital platform would enable more people to stay connected and informed. Editor-in-Chief Honikali Lohe said the launch of the application reflects the changing media landscape where readers increasingly access news through mobile devices while strengthening efforts to promote and preserve the Sumi language. She said the app has been developed to provide readers with easier access to the newspaper and its daily PDF edition. She said the application was developed by the Nationalist Institute of Technology and Innovation, NITI Dimapur, under the leadership of CEO Rishabh Sethi. And at the ongoing Commonwealth Games, Olympic medalist weightlifter Mirabai Chanu won India's first gold medal of the competition, taking the country's overall medal tally to 4 in Glasgow. Mirabai dominated the women's 48kg weightlifting event with a record-breaking total lift of 190 kilograms. The 31-year-old set new Commonwealth and Games record by lifting 85 kilograms in the snatch and 105 kilograms in the clean and jerk. The triumph also earned her a third consecutive Commonwealth Games gold medal following her victories in 2018 and 2022. India added two more silver medals in weightlifting. Chanambam Rishikanta Singh finished second in the men's 60kg event with a total lift of 264 kilograms. Raja Muthupandi claimed silver in the men's 65kg category with a combined lift of 286 kilograms, comprising 126 kilograms in the snatch and 160 kilograms in the clean and jerk. India also made progress in boxing. Jadu Mani Singh advanced to the men's 55kg quarterfinals after defeating Pakistan's Sumama Rehman, while P.T. Pawar moved into the women's 54kg quarterfinals with a victory over Malawi's Deborah Mtenje. India's medal tally now stands at 4 with 1 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze. Para powerlifter Jandu Kumar had opened the country's account with a bronze medal in the men's heavyweight event on the opening day of the competition. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.